And if it were raining outside, something that I'd take to keep them getting wet.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Any other word for that?
Some people call it a parasol, but I think that's kind of...
Is that the same thing to you, or is there a difference?
My parasol, I kind of think of something more dressy, you know, frilly and everything.
Something that would probably collapse if it were actual rain.
More like to keep the sun off of you or something.
Yeah. Would a parasol, would a man ever use a parasol? Or do you think...
Well, I wouldn't think so. He might.
Mm-hmm. If he were... Okay. Talk about making up the bed. The last thing that goes on top of the bed, that would just be the...
Bedspread.
Okay. What about something heavier than that? People used to get together and patch these things?
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you going to say anything? Yeah. And the thing that you rest your head on, you just call that a
pillow.
Right. You ever seen something similar to a pillow that you could, you know, rest your head on, but it's a good bit longer than a pillow? You might have a bed just for looks or something like that.
You mean it's like a pillow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be shaped more like a cylinder or something like that.
Oh, I've seen it, but I don't know what you call it.
You ever heard of it called a bolster?
Mm.
Okay. Well, what about this expression, said your word? Very long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Okay. And say, place that you might fix up on the floor. If you had company overnight, they were going to have to sleep on the floor, maybe children. What would you call that?
A pallet.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to make up a pallet?
Probably two or three quilts and pillows and sheets.
Mm-hmm. You ever slept on one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Getting back to the land for just a minute, this adjective, a farmer might say that he expects a good crop this year because the soil is very...
fertile?
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's what I was after.
Okay.
You ever heard people or farmers around here refer to, call any type of land bottom land?
Mm-hmm, and yeah.
Any idea what they're talking about?
I don't think they're talking about the swamp or something like that, where it's just kind of, I don't know. I heard my grandparents talk about the swamp.
Mm-hmm. And they call the land?
The bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do people around here ever, do you ever hear people around here use the word meadow to describe any kind of land?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Or what about different kinds of soil? Depending on if the soil is good soil, you know, grows a lot of things, or it's not too good. Are there different types of names for soil like that? Maybe like gumbo or buckshot or loam or sandy soil, anything like that?
Probably loam and sandy soil, but not those other two.
Yeah. You have any idea whether loam would be good soil or bad soil?
I would think it would be good.
You would think?
No, I'm not a scientist.
Sure, okay. Me either. Say if a man has a piece of land with some water on it and he wants to get the water off of it to put the land to cultivation, you'd say he's doing what to the land to get the water off?
Draining it.
Okay. And what might you call the thing that he digs that would take the water off, that would drain it?
A ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a... some fresh water flowing along around here. What would you call that?
You mean like a stream or a creek?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
Creek.
What about, you said a stream and a creek. Is there a difference there? Is one bigger than the other one to you?
I think a creek is smaller. A stream would be a little deeper and probably mm-hmm. a little wider or something.
Okay. What would be smaller than a creek? Anything?
I don't think so.
Okay, what about larger than a stream?
A river.
Correct. Say if you've had a lot of rainfall and the rain has washed out a place, maybe in the woods somewhere or alongside the road, you know, would you call that place that's been washed out anything?
I don't know.
Well, let's say if you're walking along out in the woods and you came across a place that's been gradually eaten out by
flowing water,
you know, until, say, it's about 10 feet deep, 10 feet across. What would you call that part?
Mm, gully, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear people around here use the word ravine.